I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 4 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, June 29th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott C.
And I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in Salt Lake City right now, 95 degrees.
Slowing down South Salt Lake to Sandy, I'm Mark Jackson.
Our top story this hour, the rocket's red glare sure looks pretty on the 4th of July, but the smoke left behind can do some real damage to your lungs. Utah air quality monitors have a holiday warning. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Scott, state environmental officials say fireworks and recent brush fires are causing spikes of bad air quality all over the Wasatch Front. Department of Environmental Quality spokesperson Donna Kemp Spangler says these spikes come and go frequently, sometimes only lasting an hour. And Ogden has these spikes frequently.
We're probably haven't quite reached the federal health standard, which is 75 parts per billion, but we're approaching it.
She says smaller groups of people setting off fireworks are causing more pollution than the larger commercial fireworks shows. She also says the particles can be especially bad when they mix with the ozone we see in the summer. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The San Diego County, California Sheriff's Office says searchers have found two dead bodies in a fire-stricken area near San Diego. The man and woman were near a boulder in Potrero. Now, the property had been under a boundary evacuation order under a mandatory evacuation order after a wildfire started there on June 19th. It has since spread to cover nearly 12 square miles.
Boaters on Strawberry Reservoir will probably notice a smoke plume rising from near the lake this afternoon. Mike Erickson with the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land says it's about 35 acres in size right now.
It's about 1,000 feet from Strawberry Reservoir on the south side of Strawberry. The nearest private land is about 3 miles away.
Erickson says it doesn't seem like the fire will spread much beyond a stand of pine trees where it's burning now.
The busiest 4th of July travel weekend in 9 years will have more UHP troopers going after bad drivers. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
An extra 189 troopers will go after drivers who are drunk, distracted, unbuckled, or breaking the speed limit. The UHP reports Independence Day weekend is usually the most dangerous because extra sunlight and cheaper gas prices put more people on the roads for longer stretches. But last year, Utah had zero fatalities over the 4th of July.
UHP reports 126 deaths on Utah's roads so far in 2016, but after a rough start to the 100 deadliest days of summer, troopers had no fatal crashes in the past week.
State Department has been telling Americans to be careful about turkey for some time now.
With KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, Maria, there's nothing new about the warning on the State Department website. It's just that now we're all paying attention.
Traveler to Turkey, and frankly to many parts of the world, has to simply be aware and cognizant of the fact that the threat remains in place.
That's a State Department spokesman. 42 are dead, hundreds injured in Istanbul, and the State Department spokesman says we should be aware of the threat before booking a flight there. There's no ban, but the Pentagon might see things differently. There are reports the brass will ban military families from traveling to Turkey. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are both having email problems. Hillary's top aide is finally admitting she was uncomfortable with the boss using a private email server, and Trump is taking heat for spamming foreign officials with fundraising emails. It's illegal to accept campaign donations from foreigners. There are reports at this moment one of those upside-down roller coasters is stuck on the tracks in Oklahoma City. It's at a theme park called Frontier City. Firefighters are on the way. They're stuck at the tippy top. The good news, they're not hanging upside down. A candidate for governor in Missouri has come up with a unique fundraiser. Instead of a fancy dinner, Republican Eric Greitens is selling ISIS hunting permits. Spend $10, you get a mock hunting tag for $100. You get a sticker signed by an ex-Navy SEAL who claims he's the one that killed Osama bin Laden. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Your voice of 2016, Democratic Senate candidate Misty K. Snow credits progressive Salt Lake County voters with her victory in yesterday's primary election. Snow becomes the first transgender candidate from a major party to run for Senate. But she tells KSL's Doug Wright there's nothing shocking about that.
10 or 20 years ago, it would have been surprising. But, you know, after Salt Lake City became the first state capital to elect a lesbian woman to be its mayor, you know, I think it became less shocking.
Snow describes herself as a Bernie Sanders-style Democrat and believes her liberal policy positions will get fellow Democrats to the polls in November. She's facing incumbent Republican Mike Lee.
Coming up on KSL, a taste of Olympic life for some wounded veterans. We'll tell you how they took to the bobsled track in Utah today.
And Triple Team traffic.
Starting to see traffic getting heavy and slowing down for Davis County drivers northbound I-15 in Farmington and Kaysville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 4:06.
For 20 years, I drove an 83 Ford Bronco. It wasn't that cool because it was already 10 years old when I got it. But it was better than my orange plumbing van that was like the Flintstone Mobile because I could see the ground through the floor. A guy pointed out that 9 miles per gallon wasn't a good deal and that fuel injection carburetors had been invented 20 years earlier. I upgraded with a more roomy SUV crossover and got twice the gas mileage. Why did I wait? Your old inefficient air conditioning system is not a good deal either, especially now because Whipple Service Champions is giving you $2,500 towards new heating and air. Why wait? Get your $2,500 off, the best efficiency, the best insulation, and the best bumper-to-bumper 10-year parts and labor warranty from Utah's best-of-state Whipple Service Champions. Just say goodbye to the old one. Believe me, you won't miss it at all. Call 801-444-FAST. Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Clearance pricing has arrived, and just in time for your Utah Honda dealers' 4th of July clearance event. Rush to your Utah Honda dealers and save with clearance pricing on our most popular Hondas through July 5th, like the all-new 2016 Civic LX, North American Car of the Year. Civic is the most fuel-efficient compact car in America. Every 2016 Civic is clearance priced. Or the restyled 2016 Accord LX on Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 30 times. Standard with dual-zone climate control, alloy wheels, and more. And get clearance pricing on the best-selling SUV of the decade, the 2016 Honda CR-V, with better fuel economy and more horsepower than RAV4 or Forester. Don't forget, 0.9% financing up to 60 months is available on our most popular models. Get clearance pricing on the new Honda you want during the 4th of July clearance event. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda at your Utah Honda dealers. See more at utahhondadealers.com.
Isn't it good to know anytime you come to KSL, our team gives you exactly what you need. We're on constant alert at KSL News Radio.
And if you're just getting in your car this afternoon and heading out, recapping our top story, state health officials say fireworks actually put a lot of bad stuff into the air for your lungs.
Well, it's kind of like a wheelchair around sharp curves at nearly 70 miles an hour. Some of the participants in the National Veterans Wheelchair Games got to ride bobsleds down Utah's Olympic track this morning. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
Okay, who are we kidding? This is nothing like a wheelchair. Jesse Graham, an Air Force vet who was injured 2 years ago, was among 50 of 600 vets who rode one of the wheeled bobsleds.
The ride was great. Definitely would like to do it again and go a little faster.
So did Renee Peterson, an Army vet who'd like to compete in the Paralympics one day.
I've got powerlifting. I have the slalom, which is an obstacle course, and anything else I could put myself in.
Both athletes are here taking part in numerous events. Peterson admitted he skipped out on one so he could hit the track. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Troubling new numbers from the CDC. It says nearly 500 women in the United States are currently pregnant and infected with the Zika virus.
Our bottom line is we're trying to do everything we can to protect pregnant women. One mosquito bite can lead a pregnant woman to deliver a baby with a devastating condition.
CDC Deputy Director Rear Admiral Ann Schuchat says their organization is working around the clock to prevent more cases of Zika.
A New Jersey couple accused of keeping 276 dogs in their bi-level home have pleaded not guilty to more than 550 counts of animal cruelty. Charlene and Joseph Hadrick made a brief court appearance today. The dogs were discovered earlier this month and are now receiving care at animal shelters.
Triple Team Traffic, let's get you back over to KSL's Traffic Center. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15 seeing some heavy and slow traffic going from the I-80 interchange through Sandy. We did have that accident
after 5300 South, it's really not sticking out in traffic, but just adding to some of the slowing we're seeing. We do have an accident westbound on I-80. It's just before 7th East. It's to the left. That's what's causing that backup to the west. No problems on I-215's west belt, the 21st South Freeway, or I-80. Dave Meekum?
Your drive on I-15 in Utah County. Moving along in pretty good shape right now, especially for southbounders coming down off the point. No delays there. A little bit of congestion, though, northbound I-15, just north of Lehigh Main Street. Not big delays yet, but bogging down there just a little bit. Mark?
Yeah, things look pretty good still on the way out of South Salt Lake through downtown and up to the North Interchange. The only slowdowns we're getting briefly about 2300 North Warm Springs. So you're going to free up, then get slow again to Davis County, Lagoon, and spots up to Layton Hills Mall. Lee's Heating and Air is now scheduling air conditioner tune-ups for just $59. Call 801-747-LEES. That's 801-747-LEES. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. So let's get the very latest now with Grant Wade.
Well, today with more cloud cover out there and our temperatures going down a little bit this afternoon, at least compared to yesterday, right about 94 with a slight chance of storms. Look out for gusty winds. They're going to be possible under these storms. Little rainfall. More of the same tomorrow, but not as hot. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 95 degrees downtown.
So when you touch a surface, do you go right for that hand sanitizer? Well, here's a big question. Does it work?
I don't like it.
We'll have more on that story as we go in depth, coming up at 4:15.
Wash my hands whenever I can, avoiding the sanitizer. Stay with us for more on that story right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. Something fun to do with the family and you don't have time to go on a long vacation, I want to tell you about Snowbird. Went up to the Snowbird with my family just a couple of weekends ago, and what a fun trip. They have so many great activities, and you really feel like you've left the state, and you enjoy a great vacation and some great food.
You know, when we were up there, we got the all-day activity pass, and you can get one at snowbird.com. And here's what you get with that. You can use the aerial tram, the mountain coaster, the alpine slide. You can use it for 9 activities. What a fun thing to do with you and your family.
You know what? There's something for someone of every single age. And enjoy the 4th of July up there. You can celebrate Independence Day at the Bird with live music and the annual all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on the Plaza Deck. Or make it a weekend getaway with their July 4th stay and play package for as low as $75 per person per night. Just visit snowbird.com.
And if you're still looking for something for your kids to do this summer, Snowbird offers a variety of kids camps for children age 5 to 15. For details on all of this, simply go to snowbird.com.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
I can't decide. There's so much. Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter? A hum... What?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are 1/3 pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh? Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. Stop into any of our 4 locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We are located at Thanksgiving Point in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, and our newest location in South Jordan. Come in and see why. At JCW's, we believe in quality and a lot of it.
From the time little Jack or little Jill started talking, words kind of came out just a little bit different. And of course, you thought it was cute and they would grow out of it. Until all of a sudden, little Jack or little Jill is school age and the kids on the playground just don't understand. Stuttering or speech difficulties with R's and L's and S's could mean much more than just a little speech impediment. But how do you know? Language disorders have real and lasting consequences. Can they really be corrected? Of course. And with summer coming and a not-so-friendly playground looming in the future, now would be a great time to look into Summit Speech Therapy. With highly experienced, licensed speech-language pathologists, many of those cute little hitches in little Jack or little Jill's speech can be corrected very quickly. All of Summit Speech Therapy's resources are directed to helping clients improve speech, language, and cognitive skills. And it's life-changing. For a free initial screening to determine if speech therapy is right for your child, visit SummitSLP.com. That's SummitSLP.com.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah Democrats select Misty Snow to represent them against Senator Mike Lee. In November, she's become the first major party transgender candidate for Senate. I'm KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley.
Second, the Utah Highway Patrol expects more drivers on the road for the 4th of July weekend than in any other weekend in the past 9 years. Extra troopers will be on the road this weekend in the hopes of preventing any deadly crashes.
Third, traffic and weather.
If you're headed westbound on I-80, we do have an accident prior to 7th East to the left. It's been causing a little bit of backup. For Utah County drivers, you've actually got a nice drive in progress southbound I-15 from the point through Lehigh. But delays in the heart of the valley, southbound I-15, south Salt Lake to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds, slight chance of storms, 94. Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
95 degrees downtown.
Now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. says no Americans were killed or seriously injured in Tuesday's attack at Ataturk Airport, Istanbul. The Turks say 42 people were killed and 128 are still hospitalized. Turkey also says it's increasingly convinced Islamic State was behind the attack. After meeting with his Canadian and Mexican counterparts at a summit in Ottawa, President Obama.
I'm confident that we can and we will defeat those who offer only death and destruction, and we will always remember, even as there are those who are trying to divide us, that we are stronger when we come together and work toward a better world together.
Stepped up security evident at U.S. airports in the wake of Istanbul.
In New York and Atlanta, police have visibly increased security at the airports. And here in L.A., airport police are now adding extra patrols to the international terminal. Some officers with long guns across their chests. Some travelers say they will now avoid visiting Turkey because of the attack. This man at LAX among them.
No, because I've been to Saudi Arabia. I've been to Dubai, mostly Middle East.
Flights from LAX to Turkey are taking off and landing normally, but there are extra police in the area. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Hosting a summit on his anti-cancer effort, Vice President Joe Biden threatened to pull federal funding for cancer studies that don't publicly disclose their results. He says the secrecy is stifling progress.
We need to be sure that research results are available as soon as they are published so the field can move forward. We have to generate and share, secondly, generate, share, and integrate data with the ultimate goal of enhancing patient care.
Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway announced searchers recovered the bodies of two of three missing crew members from Tuesday's head-on collision between two freight trains near Panhandle, Texas. A third remains missing. A fourth is still hospitalized. Wall Street, the Dow closed up 285 points. The Nasdaq was an 87-point gainer. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We've been telling you today about a move by the FDA to better study the effectiveness of hand sanitizers.
Many of us use hand sanitizers as a convenient alternative to hand washing with soap and water. Now, the FDA isn't saying there's a problem with that necessarily, but that more needs to be known about the ingredients.
Nicholas Rupp with the Salt Lake County Health Department is joining us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Nicholas, what does the health department recommend when it comes to hand washing versus using sanitizers?
So we at the Salt Lake County Health Department always emphasize that hand sanitizer is not an acceptable substitute for washing hands. When you don't have warm water and soap available, it is better than nothing, but when you are able to wash your hands, you should do that, not use hand sanitizer instead.
So are the rules different when somebody's handling food, Nicholas?
Yes, absolutely. Hand sanitizer is not allowed in a commercial food preparation establishment like a restaurant. Hand washing has to occur. They cannot use hand sanitizer.
What do we know about the ingredients in hand sanitizers? Could they actually be harmful?
Well, what the FDA is asking for now is just to look at those ingredients again several years after they were originally considered, make sure that they are doing what we're expecting them to doing with the germs we're seeing. You know, as we've heard, microorganisms like bacteria evolve over time. And when we first saw hand sanitizers available on the market, this was in the 70s and 80s. And since that time, we as a population have started using hand sanitizer much more frequently, and more people are using it. So we need to make sure that the ingredients in them are still as effective as we expect them to be, and that this increased use isn't potentially harmful. And there's no indication that it is. We just need to see that data and make sure.
All right. It'll be interesting to see what the FDA does in this study. Nicholas, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Nicholas Rupp with the Salt Lake County Health Department live on the KSL Newsline.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. At 419, let's update your traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15, a slow drive between I-80 through Sandy. The accident that we have westbound on I-80 just before 7th East, over to the left, the delays have cleared out. We're starting to see some busy traffic southbound I-215's West Belt in West Valley. And a crash, possible injuries on Highland Drive. This is about 1400 East and about 3100 South. Dave Meekum.
Drive in Utah County continues to be moving along at freeway speeds for most of the drive. Not seeing any problems in the Provo-Orem area. As you get into the northern half of the county, though, your Lehigh stretch of I-15, starting to see a little bit of delay there. Northbound from Main Street up to about 1500 North and starting to see some delays at 2100 North down through 1500 North for southbounders. Starting to see those form, Mark.
Allegedly, you're seeing some smoke if you're traveling I-84 18 miles north of Tremont in Box Elder County. It does not look like it's affecting any of the traffic delays there. And a little closer in, northbound I-15. Got some delays about 6 north to the north interchange. Worst of the commute in Davis County is from about Shepherd Lane up towards 200 north in Kaysville. The new George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater downtown opening this fall on October 21st and 22nd. To find out more or to purchase tickets, visit EcclesTheater.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, Kevin Ubeck, it is much cooler today, but we still have a more chance for some thunderstorms, huh?
We do. Plenty of clouds moving in through Utah today. Temperature, we've still got to 97, so it's above normal, just not the 103 of yesterday. Mm-hmm. But the clouds and scattered thunderstorms will be with us through the evening. They'll taper off tonight. We'll go partly cloudy in the overnight and mild, 71 for the low. Tomorrow, 92, partly cloudy with 30% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. We'll do it again on Friday. Then that high pressure actually moves far enough away that the moisture goes with it, so we'll actually see a decreasing chance for thunderstorms through the weekend, and then sunshine for the 4th of July. Temperatures low to mid-90s, which is pretty normal for that first part of July.
All right. Good weather to barbecue a hamburger or a hot dog, huh?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
You bet.
Right now in Salt Lake, we've got 96 degrees.
Well, it was a great day for the markets. We're going to check your money news coming up next, and then make sure and join Brian and Amanda tomorrow morning bright and early. They'll get you started off in the know with Utah's money news from 5 to 9.
KSL News Time, 422.
This week on Beyond the Badge, we honor Officer Tanya Turnbow of the Tooele City Police Department. Here is her chief, Ron Kirby.
I nominated her because of her work in suicide prevention. Her assignment on the department is crime prevention. She also works part-time for the medical examiner's office. So she sees absolutely the worst things that you can imagine.
I asked Officer Turnbow why she got into suicide prevention.
It began for our community when we had several suicide deaths occur within a short amount of time. And there was some outcry from our community, some requests from our community members saying, what can we do? What signs can we look for?
Since then, she has trained over 2,500 community members.
The first thing that we encourage folks to do during QPR training is to just ask the question, are you thinking of suicide? Are you thinking of killing yourself? Is there a way I can help you get through this?
Beyond the Badge salutes Officer Tanya Turnbow, made possible by the generosity of the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation.
Following is based on 3.38 and 2.62 APR, NMLS 245422.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and haven't I always told you this? American Loans has the lowest rates and costs available. I've been saying this for years and years. 3.25% on 30 and 20-year loans, and only 2.5% on 15-year loans. Let me repeat that. 3.25 on 30 and 20-year, and 2.5 fixed rate on 15 years. If you're thinking of refinancing or purchasing a home, call them at 800-NEW-RATE. Or go to AmericanLoans.com. They also offer no-cost or zero-cost loans. You can reduce your payments. You can also consolidate other debts or mortgages. Before rates go up, lock in your rate at 3.25% for 30 years or 20 years and only 2.5%. That's 2.5% fixed for 15 years. Call 801-269-0900, 269-0900, or 800-NEW-RATE, 800-NEW-RATE, or go to AmericanLoans.com.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio, the world's largest uncut diamond failed to sell. Sotheby's had the 1,100-carat stone on the auction block last night. It was expected to go for at least $70 million. There were a few bidders in play, but no one came close to the minimum price set by the seller.
KSL Drives brought to you by Kengar Volvo, safety first. Consumer Reports is out with this year's best and worst cars. Tesla's Model S took the number one spot. The BMW 750i and the M235i were second and third, respectively. The Jeep Wrangler limited ranked lowest on that list with just 20 points.
Amazon Prime members can get $50 off a new smartphone. The Motorola Moto G usually sells for about $200. But if you're willing to put up with ads and on the lock screen, Amazon will take $150 for it. While the phone is inexpensive, it's considered one of the best budget smartphones going.
The Dow closed up by 285 points. It ended at 17,695. The NASDAQ gained 87. The S&P finished up by 35 points.
Many of us have probably done it, pulling over to the side of the road to deal with a problem like a flat tire. That's a dangerous move, though, even if we don't often realize it.
Cars and trucks racing at speeds of 70, 80 miles an hour can prove deadly if you step out of your car.
Like with me, I was struck and I was nearly killed on Christmas Eve, taken away from my wife and kids because the motorist wasn't paying attention like they should.
Tonight at 10, the Utah Highway Patrol provides us with information on what to do if you end up stranded. Deputy Janovic, KSL News Radio.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, some bones found by hikers. We'll bring you the very latest coming up.
And we'll let you know where those slowdowns are on your afternoon drive with traffic and weather coming up next.
Wherever you go, there we are. Introducing the KSL News Radio mobile app. It's a great way to keep KSL with you when you're not near a radio. And it's completely customizable to your needs. Get news, weather, traffic, and talk whenever you want it. You can listen live or choose the on-demand feature and catch up on content you might have missed. Oh, and check this out. It's a cool feature called Radio You Can See. And it brings you into our studios with live webcams, complete with graphics, live video, and more. Download the KSL Radio mobile app. Search KSL Radio in your app store or text the word mobile to 57500.
We've all seen stories of conflict that ended with peace. We've seen stories of hunger end in abundance. We've seen stories of sickness end in healing. We see stories of fear, despair, and poverty, but they can end with courage, hope, and love. With you. Together, with God's love, we are greater than hardship in the world. When we're united, we can overcome adversity and make a lasting difference for those who need it most. Be a part of writing a story that's greater than poverty and help communities give children hope for a brighter future. Learn how at worldvision.org.
Join KSL at ARUP Blood Services July 5th from 11 to 2, all blood types needed. Donate today for a free movie ticket. Visit utahblood.org, utahblood.org.
Catch you up to date with traffic and weather together. Triple Team Traffic, and here's Ricky News.
Slowdowns in place southbound I-15. That's going to be from about 2100 south to just past 90th south northbound I-15. Heavy and slow going from Sandy to Midvale. The accident that we had westbound I-80 just before 7th East has cleared. We're still seeing a little bit of busy traffic southbound I-215's west belt approaching the 21st South Freeway. And a crash, possible injuries, Highland Drive, about 3100 south, 1400 east. Dave Meekum.
Your delays on northbound on I-15 in Lehigh, coming up past Lehigh Main Street and up to about 1500 north, getting a little heavier now. Those are starting to build even further. And southbound, the delays there starting to build as well. Now you're going to get the slowdown approaching 2100 north down through 1500 north before you start to see improvement there. The rest of Utah County, both north and southbound on I-15 at freeway speed for you. Mark?
Well, we've just ramped up the KSL travel time now. Out of downtown, 19 minutes. Salt Lake City to Farmington, northbound I-15. So the delays rolling up 600 south downtown to the north interchange. Then it's not as bad in Davis County as you might think. We've got delays to Lagoon stretching only up to right about 200 north in Kaysville, which is a little longer than normal. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, DiamondRental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's get the latest with Kevin Eubank.
We've seen partly cloudy skies for most of the day. A few isolated thunderstorms are popping up across parts of central, eastern, and western Utah. Tonight, look for about a 20% chance of some of those storms making it to the valleys. 71 for an overnight low, 92 partly cloudy with some stray thunderstorms on both Thursday and Friday. Low 90s and partly cloudy skies right on through the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 4:30. Sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 95 degrees.
New crash, southbound I-15 in Bountiful. I'm Mark Jackson.
Our top story this hour, a years-old mystery over the disappearance of a hiker in Little Cottonwood Canyon has at last come to a close. Unified Police have identified remains discovered last summer. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul?
Scott, despite doing several searches for Corey Ehlers in the Hellgate area right after he disappeared in 2012, police couldn't find anything.
If you were to fall, you may actually get, you know, buried underneath the rocks.
Unified Police Detective Ken Hansen says Ehlers' body was buried under rocks, but the snowmelt can move rocks around.
It looks like maybe they got moved around enough where the boot was exposed and somebody located.
Hansen says the family of Corey Ehlers was notified last week about the DNA confirmation. He says since this isn't a homicide, the DNA testing had to take a backseat to other investigations. But he says that the family has been supportive of the procedure. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
New details are emerging in a Magna murder case in which a five-year-old child was also nearly suffocated. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
Those details come from an affidavit unsealed today in the death of 24-year-old Natalia Casagrande. Police believe she was shot in the basement of her home and that the suspect, Jason Allen Black, also tried to suffocate her daughter with a throw pillow. The newly unsealed documents claim Black had come to the house to buy marijuana but instead killed Casagrande with her husband's gun, then robbed the house of money and drugs. The warrant says when police arrived, the five-year-old told them who did it. Black was later shot by members of a fugitive task force during a shootout at his parents' home. Black survived and is now charged with aggravated murder and a number of other felonies. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
The president offers help to Turkey as investigators watch video of the attack.
Now with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, Maria, here's the president this afternoon extending a hand.
We're still learning all the facts, but we know this is part of our broader shared fight against terrorist networks, and we will continue to work closely with Turkey to root them out.
But the first details of the attack come straight from security video. You can see the first attacker creating a diversion, blowing himself up curbside. The two others race inside. One blows himself up at departures. The other attacks at arrivals, leaving 42 dead. 200 plus injured. The State Department says no Americans were hurt. It was a nervous day at airports all over the country, with increased security at some major airports in New York. JFK closed Terminal 5 for an hour, just because of an abandoned bag. False alarm, fortunately. At SeaTac Airport, a different problem. An American flight to Philly was lined up for takeoff when the pilot next in line said, do you know you're on fire? A power unit blew, shooting flame and smoke, and the plane aborted before takeoff. Everyone's safe. And what is going on? A Southwest flight out of Burbank just made an emergency landing in San Jose after an engine failed. In that case, everyone is safe. This morning, after Misty Snow's primary victory, Twitter is blowing up over sexual identity. One user declared today, Heterosexual Pride Day, and Twitter has exploded with rage. The only person who's not talking about it? The guy who sent that first tweet. He's dead silent. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
A Wisconsin woman is the latest person added to the FBI's most wanted list. ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
Investigators say 24-year-old Shanika Miner hasn't been seen since March when she opened fire on Tamika Perry, who was 9 months pregnant. FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Shields.
The argument was over a loud music complaint which occurred the previous week.
Agent Shields says after the shooting, Perry
retreated into a residence where she immediately collapsed and died in front of her two children.
A $100,000 reward is being offered for information leading investigators to Miner. They say she could be traveling under the alias Ida Jackson. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Uncivil dialogue in Alabama has landed a mayor in trouble. Alexander City Mayor Charles Shaw has been convicted of assault and an attack on a council member during a meeting in late April. It happened during a heated discussion on finances. Shaw will have to spend a year on probation and pay fines.
Problems don't end for some teens just because school is out. So school counselors and now clergy continue to promote a new app called Safe Utah, which allows teens to get help right away if needed. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Safe Utah kicked off in the Canyon School District last year and will expand to more secondary schools this fall. The app connects teens right with a licensed psychologist or counselor, and they can report anything from bullying and harassment to alcohol use or suicidal thoughts. And the surprising thing is how many tips and requests are actually coming in, not about the teen themselves, but about one of their friends.
More clergy members are also being trained to use the app and help teens they serve.
Trading high-performance wheelchairs for a high-performance bobsled. 50 of the athletes competing in Utah this week as part of the National Veterans Wheelchair Games raced down the bobsled track at the Utah Olympic Park this morning. Army vet Renee Peterson was thrilled.
It was better than any roller coaster I've ever ridden. Yeah, it got, especially coming around that turn four, I flipped you right to the, it was very amazing.
The sleds reached speeds of nearly 70 miles an hour as they rounded those turns.
Coming up on KSL, dangerous drivers on the road this holiday weekend will get special attention from the Utah Highway Patrol. We'll tell you why they're expected to be extra busy.
And triple team traffic.
A new accident southbound I-15 about 2100 south in the left lanes of traffic and causing delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 436.
Would you like to save $5,000 on a new hot tub? At Bullfrog Spas, we're passionate about helping families, and our spa owners tell us that a personalized, energy-efficient, and easy-to-care-for hot tub in their backyard makes their home more peaceful. How can we provide that peace and save you $5,000 on your spa? Hi, this is Dan with Bullfrog Spas, and these days we're shipping spas worldwide, which means we need to manufacture hundreds every month. Sometimes they're not perfect, and right now we have too many of those factory second hot tubs, and they must go. Now through Saturday, save up to $5,000 while they last. Scratch and Dent's factory seconds and last year's models are now on display in our showrooms and warehouses, carry a full factory warranty, and are priced to move with payments as low as $89 a month, OAC. This inventory reduction event absolutely ends Saturday at all Bullfrog Spa factory store locations in Bluffdale, Salt Lake, Orem, Logan, North Ogden, and Layton. Bullfrog Spas, for a peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
KSL invites you to the 36th Annual National Veterans Wheelchair Games, June 27th through July 2nd in Salt Lake City, presented by American United Federal Credit Union. Making a difference in its members' lives, the National Veterans Wheelchair Games empowers veterans with spinal cord injuries, multiple sclerosis, amputations, and other neurological injuries to live more active and healthy lives. Support these veterans and get involved. All events are free for spectators. Get more details and find out about volunteer opportunities at wheelchairgames.org.
This is John, mowing the lawn, back and forth, back and forth. This is Mary, sitting in rush hour traffic, and sitting. And this is Fred. Fred's typing on his computer for a very long time. If your theater of life needs an upgrade, head to the Utah Shakespeare Festival. All 8 dynamic plays of it, right next to Utah's famous national parks. The Tony Award-winning Utah Shakespeare Festival. It's the greater escape, and you know you need one. Visit bar.org for tickets.
We stick with what's important. Every news story, every traffic report, every minute of talk, everything we do is news at KSL News Radio.
Hey, are you ready for some football? Yeah, I said football. It's Cougar Media Day tomorrow. Join Greg Rebel, the voice of the Cougars, from 12:30 to 3 tomorrow afternoon as they broadcast live and take all kinds of questions about QBs and everything else. That's BYU Media Day tomorrow on KSL News Radio.
The busiest 4th of July travel weekend since 2007 will have almost 200 additional Utah Highway Patrol troopers going after dangerous drivers. Sergeant Todd Roy says, believe it or not, having no deaths on Utah roads in that time is possible.
Last year we had zero fatality 4th of July weekend. However, the year before, we had four fatalities. The year before that, we had three fatalities.
AAA expects 3.1 million Mountain West residents to travel this weekend. That excludes visitors to our neck of the woods. Now, the UHP did not investigate any fatal accidents in the past week, but troopers urge drivers to buckle up, slow down, and concentrate to keep that trend going.
U.S. airports are taking some extra precautions for the busy holiday travel weekend.
An area at JFK Airport's Terminal 5 was briefly evacuated after a Homeland Security dog sat on an unattended bag. The bomb squad was called and the road to the terminal was blocked. In short order, the package was cleared and the terminal reopened. Airports here and around the country added patrols after the attack at Ataturk in Istanbul.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting.
Searchers in Texas Panhandle have found the remains of two train crew members following a head-on crash between a pair of freight trains. It happened about 40 miles northwest of Amarillo last night. The body of a third crew member remains missing.
The NTSB says it has to postpone the mission to retrieve the black box from a freighter that sank in the Atlantic Ocean during Hurricane Joaquin. It's because resources needed for the job won't be available until August. Searchers had earlier planned to head out in early July for the spot in the Bahamas, where the El Faro sank last October.
Let's take a look at your afternoon drive. And Ricky Meese, what's going on out there on the drive?
Scott, Maria, it is that time in the afternoon. It's emergency traffic. And this is southbound I-15 with an accident involving multiple vehicles. Now, they have been able to get it moved out of some of the lanes of traffic, but it does continue to block the HOV lane, southbound I-15, 2100 south, causing stop-and-go delays back to downtown Salt Lake City. Then more slowdowns waiting for you between 2300 south to Sandy, southbound I-215's west belt, heavy and slow California Avenue to the Maverick Center, and a little bit of slowing westbound on the 21st South Freeway as you're approaching Redwood Road through West Valley. Dave Meekum.
Got a little bit of slowing northbound on I-15 in Lehigh, right from Lehigh Main Street up to 1500 North. Not huge delays, but we'll guide you to tap the brakes there a little bit. And then southbound I-15, no major delays there yet either, but the traffic will slow for you approaching 2100 North down past 1500 North. Mark?
Okay, so travel time, surprisingly, is only 19 minutes, Salt Lake City to Farmington. That is despite a tightening of traffic between basically 400 South downtown heading up to the North Interchange. It's nearly slow the entire way. Then you got Davis County delays, rolling in spots, Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall, Fruit Heights delays, Highway 89 northbound. Allegedly a wreck working southbound in the Bountiful area. Not able to find it, but any of our KSL traffic troopers want to call and chat about it anytime, please, safely, 801-575-5683. Targhee Fest coming July 17th to 19th in Alta, Wyoming. 3 days of rock and roots music. Bruce Hornsby, Government Mule, Brandy Carlisle, Patty Griffin, and Jackie Green. Visit GrandTarghee.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, we've got a cooling trend, but we also have thunderstorms out there. Here's Kevin Ubeck.
Well, with the afternoon heat, some scattered thunderstorms are boiling up across parts of central, eastern Utah, especially up in the higher elevations. Here along the Wasatch, we've seen partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. 71 overnight, 92 partly cloudy with more isolated thunderstorms on both Thursday and Friday. Low 90s and a little drier as we head through the 4th of July weekend. We'll be mostly sunny and 94 on Monday, the 4th of July. From the KSO Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, in Salt Lake, mostly sunny skies, 96 degrees.
Well, how did Count My Vote affect the primary elections? We're going to go in-depth on that subject coming up at 4:45.
Stay with us on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Most ads talk about summer like everyone's just sprinting from the beach to the barbecue to the pool for 3 months straight. But KSL Local knows summer also brings more practical concerns. Air conditioning need a tune-up? Read customer reviews of local HVAC companies. Need help with your sprinklers? KSL Local knows a guy. Got some unwanted house guests? We'll help you find a deal on pest control. Find the best local businesses at KSLLocal.com so your summer can be as carefree as it looks in those car commercials.
Adam here with ABT Heating and Cooling. Are you tired of heating and air companies with silly jingles, phony dog superheroes, or fake warehouses full of fake inventory? Tired of being pressured to buy a new system when repairs would solve the problem cheaper? ABT Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business with you, the customer, in mind. No gimmicks, no tricky sales tactics, just honest, fair pricing for a great product. And we're a Bryant factory-authorized dealer with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So visit us online, where we have amazing specials on maintenance and service, as well as new units at abtheatcool.com. That web address again is abtheatcool.com. And if you have had another company out to look at your unit and the recommendation knocked the wind out of you, we'll provide you a free second opinion on service and replacement, and we'll price match most competitors' pricing. Again, that's abtheatcool.com. ABT Heating and Cooling. Smaller company, smaller prices, big on quality.
Every July, the Utah Symphony begins their summer exchange program. They exchange sparkling chandeliers for twinkling stars. They exchange velvet seats for a sea of slopeside blankets. They exchange their four-story hall for a mountainside thousands of feet in elevation. But some things stay the same, like the impassioned performances you'll experience at the Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City, summer home of Utah Symphony, Utah Opera. This year's festival begins with a thrilling patriotic celebration as Broadway's Doug Lebrecht performs your red, white, and blue favorites like God Bless America, Armed Forces Salute, and more. He'll also be dazzling the audience with Broadway's best, including Fascinating Rhythm, Bring Him Home, and much more, all performed live with the Utah Symphony on Friday, July 2nd. Join us and escape into the music. The Deer Valley Music Festival, July 2nd through August 9th in Park City. For tickets and a complete lineup, visit deervalleymusicfestival.org.
And this portion of the news sponsored by the Utah Symphony's Patriotic Celebration, July 2nd in Park City, deervalleymusicfestival.org.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, suspicions confirmed for Unified Police. They say human remains discovered in Little Cottonwood Canyon last summer have now been positively identified as those of missing hiker Corey Ellers.
Second, a group of 50 athletes competing in the National Veterans Wheelchair Games had a chance to race down the bobsled track at the Olympic Park today. Some even admitted to skipping out on competitions for a chance to speed down the track near 70 miles an hour.
Third is look at your traffic and weather.
And it is emergency traffic, a crash, possible injuries involving multiple vehicles. It's blocking the HOV lane southbound I-15, 2100 south, causing solid stop-and-go speeds. Back to downtown Salt Lake City, northbound I-15, downtown to the north interchange, heavy and slow. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, temperatures in the 90s and a few thunderstorms out there. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now in Salt Lake, 96 degrees.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
It is not telling Americans to not go there, but the State Department has issued a number of warnings about travel to Turkey in the wake of the Istanbul terror attack.
You can't miss the warnings on broadcast or the State Department's website that say Istanbul hasn't been safe from terrorists for a while.
Traveler to Turkey, and frankly to many parts of the world, has to simply be aware and cognizant of the fact that the threat remains in place.
But State Department spokesperson Mark Toner won't go as far to say that Americans should stay away. Just be aware that the risks are greater there with terror attacks on the rise. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The wildfire that started yesterday northeast of Sacramento, California, has forced the evacuation of no fewer than 400 homes. It's threatening more than 2,400 homes, businesses, and other structures. After the annual stress test, the Federal Reserve is allowing major U.S. banks to raise dividends and buy back shares, judging them to have a sturdy enough financial foundation to withstand a major economic downturn. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
And time now for the KSL in depth. Utah voters turned out in strong numbers for yesterday's primary elections, even though they didn't have a presidential primary race to drive turnout.
In many races, voters were able to cast their ballots thanks to the Count My Vote effort and the law it prompted, SB 54. Now, that allowed candidates, especially in legislative races, to gather signatures to get on the ballot alongside opponents who came up through the caucus convention system.
Utah's Republican Party has sued to try and undo that law, but Sutherland Institute President Boyd Matheson says the public doesn't seem to care.
Utahns really don't care so much about how somebody gets onto the ballot. They care much more about what are their principles, what are their policies. Give me a reason to vote for you is first and foremost. If you look at all of the polling about people's interest in signatures versus caucus and convention, most Utahns don't know what it is or don't really care about it. They want to know who's on the ballot. Give me some good choices. Let's have a good civil debate, and then I'll cast my vote.
Matheson says in the end, the two paths to put to the ballot didn't end up as much of an issue for the candidates either.
I think it was an interesting contrast. It was an interesting discussion point, I think, for a lot of people. I don't know that it significantly moved numbers other than it provided more candidates. It provided more choices for people. And so I think that was an interesting element. A lot of these would not have had primaries. had it been just the typical caucus and convention system. So it did increase options. It did create additional reasons to have a primary and for people to show up.
The election did reveal some differences between party delegates and the general public. On the Republican side, delegates forced Governor Herbert into a primary election with challenger Jonathan Johnson, but primary voters overwhelmingly supported Herbert.
I think it's going to open up a new dialogue around the caucus and convention system. Again, we've seen this nationally as well. On the Democratic side, we've seen a real frustration and anger from the rank and file Democrats about superdelegates, that we have this very small group of people deciding who the nominee is. And I think there are some people have made the case that here in Utah that's starting to happen with the delegate system. So I think the caucus and convention system can survive. And I think there's some good aspects to it. But it's all going to be about what kind of choices are we giving, how are we making it more inclusive, and how do we make it more meaningful in terms of dialogue with regular Utahns?
You know, no matter what your opinion is, what side you take on this, dialogue is always a good thing.
And I think Matheson makes a very good point. Utahns want a greater amount of choice. They don't care how the people get on the ballot, but they want more choice in the candidates that are running. I think that's a very good point.
It's been interesting. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Catch up to date with Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crews are making headway on this accident. Southbound I-15, 2100 South at Heavy. Blocking the HOV lane. They are in the process of getting it completely over to the left shoulder, but it's still a tight squeeze as you're passing the accident. Southbound I-15, 2100 South with delays, still back to downtown. More slowdowns between 33rd South and 90th. Northbound I-15, starting to see heavy and slower traffic. Draper to Midvale, the West Belt, stacked up slow between I-80 and the Maverick Center. And then we also have a KSL traffic trooper saying 7200 South at the southbound I-15 exit, extremely backed up. This particular KSL traffic trooper has been sitting at the exit for almost 10 minutes. Dave Meekum?
The delay is getting heftier now coming southbound on I-15, down off the point and down through Lehigh. It looks like once you get in just past SR-92 and approaching the Thanksgiving Point area, you're going to get into some stop-and-go traffic. That'll be in place past 2100 North and 1500 North. Northbound delays there just past Lehigh Main Street. We'll slow you down a little bit, but not a major slowdown at that point. Mark?
We're seeing spotty delays this afternoon so far. Northbound I-15, 3300 South to the North Interchange. It's not completely solid. Some of the delays are worse. Right about 6 North. And then in Davis County, you've got some delays briefly heading above Centerville and then between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 sure getting heavy awfully early this afternoon with overflow delays too. Fruit Heights, Lee's Heating and Air is now scheduling air conditioner tune-ups for just $59. Call 800 801-747-LEES. That's 801-747-LEES. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Well, what's the rest of the week going to look like, especially the holiday? Let's get the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, the 4th of July holiday is fast approaching and looks like things are going to work out just fine for the holiday. We're looking at partly cloudy skies today and temperatures in the mid-90s. We're going to continue to see an opportunity for some isolated thunderstorms each day through Thursday and Friday, especially in the afternoons and especially in the higher elevations. Low 90s and a little drier for Saturday and Sunday. We'll lose the afternoon thunderstorms and keep it dry through the holiday. We're looking at mid-90s and mostly sunny for the 4th. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, 95 degrees downtown.
Well, the fireworks and the fires are causing a bit of problems for the air you breathe. That's our top story coming up on the 5 o'clock report in less than 10 minutes.
This week on Beyond the Badge, we honor Officer Tanya Turnbow of the Tooele City Police Department. Here is her chief, Ron Kirby.
I nominated her because of her work in suicide prevention. Her assignment on the department is crime prevention. She also works part-time for the medical examiner's office. So she sees absolutely the worst things that you can imagine.
I asked Officer Turnbow why she got into suicide prevention.
It began for our community when we had several suicide deaths occur within a short amount of time. And there was some outcry from our community, some requests from our community members saying, what can we do? What signs can we look for?
Since then, she has trained over 2,500 community members.
The first thing that we encourage folks to do during QPR training is to just ask the question, are you thinking of suicide? Are you thinking of killing yourself? Is there a way I can help you get through this?
Beyond the Badge salutes Officer Tanya Turnbow, made possible by the generosity of the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation.
Sometimes men feel angry or overwhelmed.
So at mantherapy.org, men can deal with life's issues using tools like aromatherapy. Dim the lights, make yourself comfortable, and heat up some essential oils like the ones that emanate from a skillet of sizzling bacon. Now, take a deep breath. Mantherapy.org. Therapy the way a man does it.
Can't wait, can't wait. Jump in the car and make your getaway to Logan, Utah. We've got the best of all worlds. Think about it. Outdoors, fishing, hiking, and wildflowers in the National Forest. Just 10 minutes from downtown. And you know that Logan is Utah's heart of the arts. Free concerts at the Tabernacle Monday through Friday and live shows at the Lyric Repertory Theater. Tickets are on sale now for Utah Festival's summer performances, including Peter Pan. Step back in time at the American West Heritage Center or take a true taste of Cache Valley with our self-guided food tour. Cookies and chocolate and cheeses, oh my. Log on to Explore Logan. Logan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
I won't grow.
Get your tickets now. Utah Festival in Logan presents fantastic professional productions of Peter Pan, Showboat, Porgy and Bess, Ragtime, and Puccini's Trilogy with a full orchestra. It's a festival, so from July 6th to August 6th, there are 139 concerts, lectures, interactive classes, backstage tours, and more. Ticket prices are unbelievably affordable, the scenery and costumes are spectacular, and the performances are brilliant. UtahFestival.org. That's UtahFestival.org.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio, Windows 10 is getting an update for its anniversary. August 2nd will mark the 1 year since the operating system was launched. Microsoft will update number 10 to use less memory and power. And for the first time, users will be able to use biometrics through Windows Hello to verify their identities.
The Dow is up by 285 points today. It closed at 17,695 points. The NASDAQ also gained 87, and the S&P was up by 35 points.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. Here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
A pretty startling moment at a Trump rally this week when Trump's warm-up speaker, talk radio host Howie Carr, pulled this move to describe Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren.
You know Elizabeth Warren, right?
Carr is taking his cue from Donald Trump on this, as Senator Warren is 132nd Native American, which is not a lot, but it's enough for Trump to bludgeon her with.
I was being hit by the Republicans. I was being hit by Pocahontas. That's Pocahontas. Pocahontas.
But this has pretty much been the case for the Trump campaign, right? Remember when he tried to discredit the judge in his Trump University lawsuit?
The judge, who happens to be, we believe, Mexican.
I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
Back in 2004, got a letter from the IRS indicating that I was no longer married, and therefore they were to change my filing status to single.
We were really upset.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
As soon as we met Jordan and he started talking to us, he made us feel like we weren't the imbeciles that the IRS had made us feel like for so many years.
I'm Jordan Wilcox. Let's solve your IRS tax nightmare.
We have reduced our tax liability by over $42,000.
Visit taxhelput.com or call 801-657-5951 to schedule your free consultation today.
We can move forward with confidence and assurance that we're okay.
That's taxhelput.com.
It's marvelous, just marvelous.
Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Jordan Wilcox can help. Taxhelput.com.
Clearance pricing has arrived, and just in time for your Utah Honda dealers' 4th of July clearance event. Rush to your Utah Honda dealers and save with clearance pricing on our most popular Hondas through July 5th. Like the all-new 2016 Civic LX, North American Car of the Year. Civic is the most fuel-efficient compact car in America. Every 2016 Civic is clearance priced. Or the restyled 2016 Accord LX on Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 30 times. Standard with dual-zone climate control, alloy wheels, and more. And get clearance pricing on the best-selling SUV of the decade, the 2016 Honda CR-V, with better fuel economy and more horsepower than RAV4 or Forester. Don't forget, 0.9% financing up to 60 months is available on our most popular models. Get clearance pricing on the new Honda you want during the 4th of July clearance event. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda at your Utah Honda dealers. See more at UtahHondaDealers.com.
Visit the contest page at KSLNewsRadio.com to win great prizes. This week, win tickets to the Deer Valley Music Festival. Experience an electrifying evening of doo-wop, Motown, and rock and roll favorites with Under the Street Lamp, featuring leading members from Broadway's Jersey Boys, July 15th at the Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City. Or find out how you can help the Utah Food Bank's Summer Business Food and Fun Drive. School's out, hunger isn't. It's all there. So log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
And we do have emergency traffic. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
This accident southbound on I-15 moved over to the left shoulder at 2100 South. Now, there had been the lane blocked on the HOV side, but a KSL traffic trooper saying the rest of the slowing is due to them crews clearing debris in the road. Delays are still stacked back through downtown, almost to 6 North. More slowing waiting for you southbound I-15 between South Salt Lake and Sandy. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow. Draper to Midvale. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway, heavy approaching the West Belt. And the West Belt stacked up and slow southbound between I-80 and 3500 South. Dave Meekum.
Got a report of an accident on the west side, 3500 South, 3700 West, which is going to put it very close to the Bangor Highway. We don't have any detail on that yet, but watch out. That could be a problem for you if you're commuting over in that area. Southbound I-15 coming over the point and getting down into Utah County continues to stack up. Now you're going to start to see those delays as you come down off the point right around the county line. It's pretty heavy down around Thanksgiving Point, SR-92 in that stretch. And when you get past 2100 North, you'll see some slow improvement beyond 1500 North. Rick or Mark?
Yeah, it's a little bit slow and go northbound I-15, possibly a little worse than we've seen this week. Northbound I-15, about 3300 South through downtown and headed up to the North Interchange. It's not by any means severe delays, but it is slow. And in Davis County Lagoon up to Lake Neils Mall, slow as usual. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, DiamondRental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, clear and mild tonight. The overnight low should be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some isolated afternoon thunderstorms. High should be in the low 90s, and that'll continue into the weekend.